Welcome to Data Convergence Podcast. As you all know, tomorrow is Human Rights Day. And I would like to introduce Professor M.K. Bhandari, who is a professor and senior in law and technology. Welcome, Professor, to our Data Convergence Podcast. So can you please introduce to our audience?
Thank you, Mr. Vijay, for taking this opportunity on the eve of the International Human Rights Day, which is going to be celebrated on 10th of December every year. It's my pleasure to introduce to your audience. I am one of the senior most professor of law in India, having 45 years of experience in teaching, research, administration, and research guidance. Currently, I am working on a new area, unexplored area of intersection of law with emerging technologies such as blockchain, artificial intelligence, Web3, machine learning, data analytics, so on and so forth. Because all these new technologies are going to impact our life, and we are into the digital age. So how these technologies can be used properly and safely for the welfare of human beings, that is our main concern. And for that, we always advocate and recommend that we should have a proper ethical and regulatory framework for use of these new age transformational and disruptive technologies. One of the major areas, as you know, Mr. Vijay, is human rights. Everybody wants that he should have a decent life, a life with dignity. And international human rights is one of the major areas in which the United Nations is working, and all other organizations are working. So I think let us discuss today how these technologies can impact for good or bad, in a positive way or in a negative way, the human rights jurisprudence, the human rights agenda.
Yeah, thanks for introducing yourself to the audience. Right? It's pleasure again, right? So I would like to ask, we are living, you know, right? We are living in the age of emerging technologies, such as you mentioned, right? Internet of Things, blockchain, artificial intelligence, data analytics, and you also know of late, people are talking much of the metaverse component of that. So according to you, do you think these tech are prompting human rights of people across the world? What are your views?
Yes, you have raised a very pertinent question. But let me, before I respond to your question directly, let me briefly give you an account of what human rights are. Actually, our understanding of human rights in the modern world goes back to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, which was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on 10th of December 1948. From that day onwards, we celebrate Human Rights Day, International Human Rights Day, which we are going to celebrate tomorrow. But let me also tell you that in our ancient Indian Vedic culture, we have a very comprehensive concept of human rights. When in Rig Veda, we say, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukh Bhag Bhavet. All should be happy, all should be healthy, and nobody should suffer miseries. That is the basic universal concept of human rights. In our Jain religion also, we say, Lord Mahavira has said, live and let live, jio or jine do. Today we see violence, war, Russia-Ukraine war, all types of violence is spreading world over because one wants to dominate other. And there is a gross violation of human rights. Now, having said that, let us come to the technology, the point you have raised, how technologies are going to impact human rights. Here, I would say with one caution. See, technology, whatever, whether it is a old technology or modern technology, or it is enabler. It facilitates the things to happen in a better way, efficient way. Much depends upon how we use the technology. If we properly use, we properly understand the scope and limitations of the technology, we can use it for good, for welfare. But if we misuse it, for example, the internet services, internet facility, the social media platforms, we can use it for faster communication, interactive purposes, but we can misuse it for cyber threats, fraud, cyber fraud, and so many things, breach of privacy. So first point is whether we use technology, we understand and we use technology in a proper way. And if we do that, definitely the technology is going to promote human rights in more than one ways. I can give you a few examples to start with. Now, we have a satellite imaging system. Now, with this satellite imaging system, the human rights violation occurring in any part of the world can be monitored, can be recorded, and those can be prevented. Early prevention can be done by properly recording those human rights violation issues, bringing it to the relevant bodies, and activating the stakeholders that human rights are being violated. Later on, the same imaging, same pictures, same recording can be used as an evidence to prosecute the human rights violators. This is one example. Second example, as you know, we have just passed through a COVID, deadly COVID era. It was the internet, it was the ITES, internet-enabled services, which kept us meeting, going, talking, and doing our business. Otherwise, physical connections were practically disconnected. So this was again a boon of technology that we could run our life even when we were physically not able to connect with each other. Now, see, this very podcast which we are recording is because of the technology. So you are in Hyderabad, I am in UAE, and we are connecting and we are meeting each other and recording all these things. So then we come to blockchain, which is a just 15, 13, 14 years old technology, initially invented for mining of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. But now, with the help of blockchain, we can protect our identity. Artificial intelligence, I was reading the other day, the Harvard Business Review article, that it is going to be more than 16 billion economy based on the artificial intelligence. So all these technologies, if they are properly used, then definitely they can promote human rights, such as right to communication, right to movement. Now, on metaverse, sitting at your place, you can visit Harvard University on metaverse. You can do business deals on metaverse. Your avatar and the avatar of the other party, my avatar, we can talk and we can discuss and finalize the deals. So there are a lot of advantages of technology which we can use for betterment of human life. Because in our Supreme Court of India has already said that while interpreting Article 21 of the Constitution of India, that is right to life and personal liberty, it rightly said that right to life is not a life with animal existence. Life means life with dignity. Everybody, you, me, everybody wants a dignified life, a decent life. That is the essence of the human rights. And with these technologies, definitely our life can become better, more faster, better communication methods. But having said that, I would also like to make a caution that if we do not use these technologies properly, the same internet can be used for better communication, and the same internet can be used for committing cyber frauds. So we have to be cautious. Similarly, the blockchain technology, though it is a transparent, decentralized platform, but again, if it can be manipulated, and the data privacy, which is everybody loves privacy. You want privacy. I want my privacy. That privacy, and we share a lot of data. You know, these commercial companies, they collect our data and then they abuse our data. That is, again, a great violation of my right to privacy. So, again, we have to be careful while dealing with such modern, or I would say transformational technologies, that in our zeal to get a better life, are we not committing some mistakes? Crimes are increasing. Frauds are increasing. On social media, we find that the women, the girls, they are targeted. And a lot of things, you know, are happening. That is the violation of human rights.
So you have touched a very important points and the various aspects of the emerging technologies. So now my next question is, you know, I keep hearing of the blockchain technology, right? And then, and Web3 and the decentralized world, right? So can you throw some light on the main important aspect, right? Which is not with the speech and expressions, and how Web3 and social media, I think one of the aspects that we have to touch that also, right? The social media is going to impact it. What are your thoughts?
Yes. Again, a very important issue you have raised. See, in blockchain, it is a decentralized, transparent platform, which is not controlled by any central authority. Say, for example, if we are working on WhatsApp, it is controlled by Facebook or the Twitter, like Elon Musk is controlling the Twitter. In blockchain, nobody is controlling. It is peer-to-peer network. It is between you and me. It is between you, me, and other nodes who are connected to the blockchain. So that gives the decentralization. That is why it is called decentralization. Not centralized to any particular platform or network. Therefore, the transparency, the trust can be created by mutual transactions. It is a no trust platform. You don't trust because we have not seen each other, but we are connected. So by default, when whatever is entered, whatever is recorded on the blockchain, whether it is a land record or it is a smart contract, or it is verified by the majority of the nodes. That makes it authentic. And it is immutable because it is protected by a hash, a 64-letter typical hash. The moment I want to tamper, like people tamper government record, they create bogus degrees, universities, they tamper the name, date, age, qualification. That is not possible on blockchain. The moment one tries, the hash will change. And if the hash is changed, it will not be verified. So that is the beauty of the blockchain. Similarly, you asked about the metaverse. See, now we have entered into the Web3 stage, Web 3.0. It started with World Wide Web 1, where we used to exchange mails on internet. Then Web 2, where we used to have social media like WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, and so many things, where we used to send instant messaging, talk. Now Web 3. In Web 3, my avatar, my copy, you must have seen a movie Avatar, can meet your copy on a virtual platform as if we are meeting in a real way, as if we are meeting in a physical way. And you can do a lot of transactions, a lot of things on metaverse. This is very popular in entertainment, in gaming. Now it's on banking services. Banks are coming into metaverse. They will offer services on metaverse. And you need not to physically go to the banks, and you can talk to your manager, you can talk to the bank staff, so on and so forth. So all these technologies, they are going to impact, as I mentioned, human rights. Because ultimately the whole life, what we live and what we do, has a direct connect on our life. So all these technologies will help us in integration, in cooperation, in collaboration. The government can collaborate with the private players. The government can collaborate with the people, civil society, and together a new agenda, a new jurisprudence of human rights can be created. So here the technology will play a vital role. I was again studying a report of the Kennedy Center of Government of the Harvard University, a leading organization world over. They have come out with a lot of projects on technology and human rights. And they have said that these technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, they are going to create a new opportunity for collaboration, coordination with leaders, government, business, and the civil society. So I personally see a great opportunity if we properly, the condition, as I mentioned, we have to understand it. We have to educate ourselves about these technologies, adopt it, and create a legal framework where these technologies cannot be misused or abused or overused. Now, most of our time, if we are on the mobile or on social media, people are getting psychological issues also, health issues also, obesity. The more you are sitting on computers or laptop or mobile, or then we are having other impacts also. These gaming, online gaming, are creating a great amount of depression in students, in young minds. So we need to understand what is the limitations of the technology and how we can use them for better life.
Right. So thanks for that, right? And so our discussion will not be completed, right, without touching the right to privacy. I think that is also a very important aspect, right? Right to privacy, right, is at another aspect of the HR, right? Do you think these technologies are making inroads into a valuable right of privacy and data protection? What are your views here?
Yes. If you ask me in a simple word, I would say yes. Because all these technologies, whether it is blockchain, AI, or metaverse, or the social web 3, all these technologies, you name any, they are highly data driven. And you must have heard a word, data is a new oil for industry. True. Today, Amazon or whatever commerce platforms are there, they purchase our data from various sources. And they analyze them, data analytics, with the expert of data analytics. And accordingly, suppose I'll tell you, right now I am in Dubai and I have started my network. The moment I started my network, I started getting commercial advertisements from the various companies of the Dubai. So from where do they get my data? From where do they get my number? So all these technologies are such designed that they collect our huge data, and then some crazy companies or people, they sell those data. We have seen Facebook has triggered or has interfered in the US elections. They collected data, they read out them, they analyzed them, they found out what are the voting pattern in a particular community or a particular class of people, and accordingly they interfered in the electoral process. So we have to be very cautious, because in every technology, suppose you are on metaverse, you are sharing a lot of data on metaverse. Some crazy techno companies can make profit out of it. They can sell those data to other companies who later on can use for those data for commercial purposes, like what Amazon or Flipkart or what, you name any company. They collect huge amount of data, and that is an inroad in our privacy. And again, I will tell you, there are strong law in European countries, European Union, there is a strong law. In America also, USA, there is a strong law. But when we talk to India, we don't have yet a effective data protection law. It is in process. The bill is already presented in Parliament and it is being discussed. But as of now, we don't have effective, where the data collected will be used only for the purpose it was collected. For example, you have collected my image, my mobile number, my connections, my so many things for this podcast. That if data law is there, it will prohibit using this data by you for other purposes. And if somebody does so, he or she will be liable to the penalty or punishment. This is particularly in the case of big companies who collect so much of data. So in nutshell, I would say, yes, these technologies are so designed that they collect huge data, and in the back end, people misuse that data. So our privacy is definitely at stake, and we have to be cautious. We need not to share excessive data. You see, when we are on the Facebook, we share so many things, and later on, some people hack our account and then make misuse of that with the deep fake technology. They do a lot of bad things using our images or our photos or like that. So that is how we have to be cautious also.
Very true. Thanks for joining us, right? And then sharing your valuable insights, mainly on the human rights and how technology will help using the various technologies. You have given very good insights on the blockchain. I like the word metaverse, right? I think that's the future, right? That's one of the important points, right? How metaverse can be integrated into the human rights scenario and how it can be adopted in the 2024. There's a big potential, right? Along with the blockchain, along with other emerging technologies. Okay. Thank you once again for joining us, sharing your valuable insights.
Thank you, Vijay. I'm sure the listeners will get some insight and useful information and analysis of technology versus human rights. Thank you for recording this. Goodbye, and wish you happy Human Rights Day in advance.
Thank you very much. Okay.